Joining us on today's radio sports page is Central College Athletic Director Eric Van Clay as we get the state of the Dutch just in front of the 2023-2024 school year and athletic year kicking off here at Central. Eric, thanks for joining us. I know as we were talking a little bit before we started rolling the tape here, very excited about the new year.
Yeah, it's just it is an exciting time of the year, not only for, you know, students to go back to school and all those things that go with it and parents to get them out of the house, but fall sports is just around the corner. And I know that seems weird when you're in August and the state fair is going on, but we had football move in last week. We have the rest of our fall sports moving in the next couple of days, and there's just an excitement and an optimism that goes with that. So we're really looking forward to that.
Few kind of changes, additions going on campus this year that folks have heard about, but just an opportunity to kind of roll them into one here. And big news that came out this week, we've got a new women's basketball coach. Let's start there.
We do. We're really excited about it. Justin Wieland comes to us from just up the road as assistant coach at Grinnell. Very passionate about women's basketball. The term basketball junkie got thrown around a few times, which that's kind of neat. But we had an opportunity for him to meet the young ladies on the team via Zoom on Sunday, and just some excitement, enthusiasm that we're really excited to see. So he'll be up end of this week and meet the incoming class and all of our returners.
At the risk of putting undue pressure or expectations, we saw what a new coach could do on the men's side in year one last year.
Yeah, you know, I think all options are on the table with that. I think we have a really, really good core nucleus coming back. Obviously, Allison and Gort from Pella Christian and Cassidy Steele, two local student athletes that have really stood out. But he's coming into a situation where we've got some great returners, and they're very, very excited about our incoming freshmen. So I think that's great to see, and I think they expect big things this year.
One of the other big changes this year is the women's wrestling program. And obviously you as the men's wrestling coach, talk about the addition of the program. What does that look like this year, and how does that get off the ground and rolling?
Well, and it is something I'm really passionate about. And I hope Iowa fans realize this, and I've continued to emphasize this, of how unique the sport of wrestling is in Iowa. So I've been bragging about this all summer to my friends throughout the country that we had our first sanctioned Iowa high school state tournament last year. That sold out. Okay.
That's cool.
People are just shocked and astonished with, you know, hey, was it a high school or did a couple hundred people show up? I said, no, it was at the Extreme Center in Coralville, 4,000 people sold out in year one. So I just think that's exciting to see. And for us to ride that momentum and add women's wrestling at Central is just great. The phrase that I've said over and over and over again is it's a situation where everybody wins in this for people's daughters, for people's sisters, for people's, you know, friends that are in high school to now have that opportunity. And for us to be able to advance that in college, it's great to see. And we're really excited to have a high quality female coach in Paige Bain. She's a former national champ. She kind of comes from the hotbed of girls wrestling down in Houston, Texas to lead our program. We're excited. And we're also very realistic that it starts slow. It's not something where you're taking on the University of Iowa in year one or anything like that. It starts slow. But I think there is some excitement with it. And it's been really fun to see the partnership between Pella High School and our local female athletes at Pella High School, you know, to be a part of that Central program. Coach Baines is worked with them some, and we've done some clinics and camps to be able to meet those young ladies, and just a lot of excitement around our women's program.
We're talking with Central College Athletic Director Eric Van Clay, getting a little state of the Dutch in advance of the school year. One other exciting project on campus as part of the Forever Dutch initiative is the upgrade of the weight room. I know that got completed this summer. As kids are coming back, they got to be, you know, kind of excited to get into that weight room.
It is. I mean, it truly is a state-of-the-art facility. So the previous facility served us very, very well. Was built in the late 90s, and we got a lot of usage out of that. But we did approximately a $400,000 renovation of it. And if you haven't seen it, listeners, just come take a look at it. It is awesome. Sponsored entirely by fundraised dollars and the Central Club. So all of those that are listening and often wonder, where do our Central Club memberships and dollars go towards? That was a project that they committed significant dollars to over 4 years. So awesome, awesome to see. And it also goes in line directly with we have an accredited strength and conditioning major. So not only is it a matter of us training student athletes in there, but it's also training our students in there. And for Cyclone and Hawkeye fans, fans. We had two of our interns at both of their places this summer, working, you know, through their internship programs with Iowa State and Iowa. So it's just it's a facility that's going to give back tenfold, both to our student athletes, to our students here, and also our community.
Last one for you, at the risk of leaving some people out, who are the programs that you're most excited about for this school year that maybe can compete for conference championships, make it to national tournaments, those kind of things?
Well, you know, I think when you look at our fall sports, it's always an excitement because you have so many just by the numbers. So it's easy to say, well, hey, football, you know, big squad and you know, goals and expectations are really high. But the one that I think people need to realize of kind of what's in front of your eyes and what the local athletes that are doing it is our men's and women's cross country programs. We had both genders represented at nationals last year with individual qualifiers, and Caroline McMartin being an All-American, she's back. May go down as one of the top runners in the history of the school on the women's side. But I think Coach Dunham would say our goals both on the men's and women's side is that we get both of our teams qualified, and that'd be really big. Yeah. I think there's some excitement with our soccer programs of some, you know, good foundations that are returning with that. And also volleyball. You know, we had some injuries last year and some bumps in the road with being shut down initially on COVID, but some really good things there. So, yeah, I'm excited about all of them. I really am, and just can't wait to see them get competing with things.
All right, we're just right around the corner from the first action. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, and let's have a great school year.
You got it. Appreciate everybody's support, and go Dutch.
That's Eric Van Clay, athletic director of the Central College Dutch. I'm Trevor Castle. You're listening to today's Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS.